Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, guys, it is time for another staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Yadira?
Morning.
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 Good morning, guys.
How can we help you with, is your boyfriend Sergio?
That's right. Sergio and I have been together for 3 years now, and we have a great relationship. I just want to put that out there. We don't fight about anything except one thing, and that's Terry D, who he's known since birth, and his parents and her parents are BFFs. So my whole thing is that I've always felt like there's a competition with Carrie D. She goes by two names. Like, who does that anyway?
And she sounds like a DJ. Carrie D in the mix.
Yeah, and it's a constant source of conflict between us that Sergio and I are always fighting about. And to this day, Sergio's mother still, in a not joking manner, she means it, will tell me straight to my face that she prefers Carrie D over me for her son.
Well, that's super rude.
It's really rude, and it hurts my feelings every single time.
Of course.
You know, we've been together, I think I've said this, for 3 years now.
Yeah. Look, I know it's his mom, but has he ever defended you in that stance?
Not really. He kind of just kisses her on the forehead and be like, oh, mom. He doesn't even take it seriously, which is what is most hurtful, because I know she means it seriously. You know, women know each other. I know what she means when she says that, and we fight about it a lot, you know, and this is a red flag for me here, guys, is okay. That Carrie B and her boyfriend recently broke up. Now, before that, Sergio was really laying it on thick how he's going to propose to me and how, you know,
wow,
we're meant to be. And yeah, this is a thing. This is a life thing. And ever since they split, he has been MIA with that topic.
Oh.
And it's been crickets about talking about marriage.
Hmm.
And maybe I'm just being paranoid.
Okay.
You know, maybe, but I just feel like that timing is too much of a coincidence for it to be not a thing.
Definitely sounds like it. And I mean, I'm impressed that you picked up on all of that, because I think it would have been too dumb to figure it out. But have you talked to him about it?
Honestly, no, because I'm scared to talk to him about it.
Have you tried the chess test? I'm telling you, this works. The chess test. Come on, guys.
What's that?
All right, we'll talk about tacos later. But right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is what you do. You grab Sergio, right? You lay him down. You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
You lay on his chest.
Oh, my God.
You look at him right in his eyes and said, babe, have you been cheating on me? If his heartbeat goes from R&B to EDM, he's cheating on you.
I still prefer that one over the boxer test, I have to say.
Then you do the boxer test after.
It's ruining R&B and EDM for me. Girl, we are going to go ahead and do the staycation setup. I'm so sorry. I cannot pronounce your name.
Yadira.
How do you say it, girl?
Yadira.
You just roll a little R. Yadira.
Okay. So we're going to be doing the staycation setup. We're going to offer your man Sergio a romantic weekend stay and see who he wants to bring as his guest of honor. He's supposed to say your name. And if he doesn't...
Niche.
I don't want to be insulted. That's the only thing I can do, right? She said, roll your R's. So I did
it.
So if he says your name, everything is fine. If not, then, you know, you go ahead and let him know how you feel. And I kind of have the sense that you're a feisty one, so I'm scared for him.
I'm scared.
Mm.
My heart is beating.
Ooh, like EDM right now? Yeah, you're cheating on him.
What?
Jerry, no, that is not what this is about.
We need to reverse
about.
It. We need to call Sergio and call Yadira.
What if
Sergio says DJ Carrie D, then what?
Oh my God!
Sorry.
Either way, it sucks if he says anybody's name.
Yeah.
Is it worse if he says Carrie D's name, or it doesn't matter?
Absolutely, it's worse.
Right, that's what I would feel, right? Because you suspect it the whole time.
Well, and his mom's been having all those awful hints, not even hints, just like insults, literally, thrown at your face, and he hasn't defended you at all, so...
Yeah, speaking of throwing your face, we're going to call your man up,
what?
Do the staycation setup, and we're going to find out in minutes, okay?
Yeah.
One more time, try to say it again, Anishi.
Yer.
Okay,
no.
Never mind.
How do you say it? No, how do you spell it?
That's a mating call for a zebra right there. I don't know what the hell that is. Staycation setup is up next with Yer. Sounds like a baby bass song.
Okay, it's not supposed to be funny.
I'm sorry, girl. Right. Everything, that was all Joey.
You caused this, Anisha.
I didn't do anything. I'm being honest,
just
okay?
Say her name.
Staycation setup up next to the morning mess. God.
Okay, we are back with a staycation setup. So, moments ago, Anisha, who did we talk to?
Girl, I'm sorry. It's
Yadira.
Okay, Yadira. But that's not how you say it right. I want to say it right.
Yadira.
All right, so we spoke to you, Yadira. You're on the line right now. You suspect your boyfriend of 3 years may be cheating on you, and sometimes people call in not knowing who their person's cheating on them with. You definitely suspect it's his childhood friend, Carrie D, was it?
Yeah, there's no other person I think it could be.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped talking about marriage as soon as she and her boyfriend split up, so.
I know that we had asked you if you'd confronted him about it, and how did that go?
Well, I didn't. I'm scared to talk to him about it.
Unfortunately for you, we're not.
Right.
We're going to do a staycation setup. We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. Hopefully he says your name, love, and not Carrie D or any person's name for that matter other than yours. And then the show is yours at that point, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. All
right, hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Sergio?
Yes, this is Sergio.
Hi, Sergio. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We're putting you in a penthouse suite and also including a honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm some details. But most importantly, congratulate you on your winning.
I'm not really interested in any marketing or anything.
Okay. Well, I want to assure you that there isn't too much marketing involved here. I mean, we are asking for some help. We would offer you this free weekend stay in exchange for a review of your experience online. We're just trying to build our presence there because we are a new establishment here in the Valley.
Okay. And you're selling what? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Actually not selling anything to you. So you're getting a free weekend and we're putting you in our penthouse suite. We're giving you a honeymoon package and making this our romantic weekend stay. We wanted to get a review of your experience of it so that we could figure out if we've put the package together correctly, if you're enjoying the actual weekend, and so on and so forth.
Okay. As long as I don't have to give any info or credit cards or anything.
No, you absolutely will not. It's just a few simple questions to make your stay the best. So, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. I just wanted to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that message to say with this romantic weekend.
Okay. Can you put, Mama Knows Best?
Okay. I've got that written down. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Okay, so the name would be Carrie D. Garcia.
I f***ing knew it.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
She called that. Yeah, Rami.
What?
Hey, I am not laughing at your jokes right now.
Sergio,
how
hey.
Could you do this to me?
What's going on?
So you're live on the radio right now. Sergio, got to tell you that legally, and your girlfriend's on the line.
We talked about
are
getting married.
Are you serious?
You know.
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're live on the radio. Yadira, it's all you. Go ahead, girl.
Sergio, you said that Carrie D was never anybody for me to worry about. And I think you're full of shit because I should have been worried.
Look.
I should have been fucking worried, Sergio.
I don't know what you want me to say. I love you.
Oh my God.
What?
I don't want to commit to you until I know that me and Carrie don't have something real.
What the f***?
Dude!
Jesus, you think you can just get a hall pass or something because you don't know what the f*** you want?
If you really love me, you'd understand what I'm saying. You know, you'd let me see if there's something there. You know,
you can wait for me. Do you think I'm just going to wait around for you like I'm a Disney princess or some shit? You, Sergio. Carrie D. Your mother.
Whoa.
Wait for me.
Yo, don't disrespect my mom.
Okay? Damn.
My mom wants what's best for her son, okay? And it's clearly not you.
What the hell are you talking about? You're the one cheating on your girl.
You're
I'm
right,
not
Sergio.
Cheating on anyone,
I'm not
okay?
What, like, I'm not what's best for you. I'm fing better. I'm so good. I am too
you
good.
Show
for
how
you.
Good you are right now.
Stop. Goodbye. Adios. You can't even pronounce my name, motherfucker.
What?
I'm
loyal.
Okay, well, Sergio.
I am so pissed right now.
Yes.
So you have anything to say to your ex-girlfriend now at this point?
I think she's lost her mind. Got me on the radio. I mean, look. You wonder why I have
you sound
doubts?
Like a little like, right
she,
now.
This is what she's putting me
you sound
through.
Like a little
got me on the tell radio him. On Sergio. Some weird, like, kind of scam.
Why did you even talk about marriage from the get-go? You're full of you two belong together. I hope Carrie D and you have, like, 12 kids and you can't afford to have them.
Oh, my
God! There's that. Well, it doesn't seem like we're going to offer these counseling services because I think, Yadira, you're over it, right?
Why are we not hanging up on this?
Okay, I got you. Sergio, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Yadira. You don't need our help, girl. You had this from the get.
I'm just actually very honored that you allowed us to be witnesses to this whole moment because I've never laughed during a staycation setup ever.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Well, you're welcome.
I mean, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. You're right. That's so rude of me.
You know what? It's okay. He's a f***ing joke.
Yeah, he is.
Thank God you didn't marry him.
Oh, my God. I know.
Yadira.
Mm-hmm.
You like tacos?
Oh, my God. Really?
Tacos.
You do? Well, yeah. Perfect, because a wise man once said, tacos before vatos.
Hey!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.